John chapter 21.
Later Jesus showed himself again to the followers at Lake Tiberias. This is the way he showed himself. Simon Peter, Thomas, the one called the twin, Nathanael, the one from the town of Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two more followers were all together. Simon Peter said to them, "I am going fishing." They said to him, "We're coming with you too." They went out and got into a boat. They caught nothing that night. It was now early in the morning. Jesus stood on the shore, but the followers didn't know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, "Young men, you haven't caught anything, have you?" They answered, "That's right." Jesus said to them, "Throw your net on the right side of the boat and you will find some fish." They did so. There were so many fish that they were no longer able to pull the net into the boat. Then the follower whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "That is the Lord Jesus." When Simon Peter heard this, he put on his clothes, he was stripped, and he jumped into the lake. They were near the shore, about 100 yards away. The other followers came in the boat, dragging the net full of fish. When they got to shore, they saw hot coals with some fish and bread cooking on them. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish you just caught." Simon Peter got into the boat and dragged the net to shore. The net was full of big fish, 153 of them. As many as there were, the net was still not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come, have breakfast." None of the followers dared to ask Jesus, "Who are you?" They knew that he was the Lord. Jesus went and got some bread and fish. He gave it to them. This was now the third time that Jesus showed himself to the followers after he was raised from death. After they had eaten breakfast, Jesus asked Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" Peter answered him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I like you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my lambs." Jesus asked Peter the second time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I like you." Jesus said to him, "Be a shepherd to my sheep." Jesus asked him the third time, "Simon, son of John, do you like me?" Peter was sad because the third time Jesus asked, "Do you like me?" Peter said to Jesus, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I like you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep." "I'm telling you the truth, Peter. When you were young, you tied your own belt and you walked where you wanted to go. But when you get old, you will stretch out your hands and someone else will tie you. They will carry you where you don't want to go." Jesus said this to show what kind of death would be used to bring glory to God. After Jesus said this, he said to Peter, "Follow me." Peter turned and saw the follower coming behind them. This was the man whom Jesus loved, the one who had been sitting at the supper table very close to Jesus. He had asked, "Lord, who is the one who is turning against you?" When Peter saw this man, he said to Jesus, "Lord, and what about this man?" Jesus said to him, "If I want him to stay alive until I come, what business is it of yours? You follow me." So this rumor went out to the brothers, "That follower will not die." But Jesus did not say to him that he would not die. Jesus said, "If I want him to stay until I come, what business is it of yours?" He is the follower who wrote these things. He is the one who is giving proof about these things. We know that his testimony is true. Also, there are many other things which Jesus did. If each one of them were written down, I suppose that the whole world could not contain the books which could be written.